Another technique for controlling is managerial statistics. Using these techniques, manager compares the past results with current results in order to know the causes for deviation. So here in this format, the manager can identify, did transaction took place as per previous year to this year is matching or not, can be identified with the help of managerial statistics. So this will give us the understanding about how company has performed its task. Critical path method. So the critical path method is an algorithm. Remember this, what is an algorithm for scheduling a set of project activities. It is an important tool for effective project management. So another tool technique for controlling the system is CPM, that is critical path method. And here the focus is on the algorithm for scheduling a set of project activities. So how project activities can be scheduled one after the other, how the output can be delivered if the company needs to track and control the way how it has been performing, it is known as critical path method. Another tool used for controlling the business is production control. It involves planning of production, determination of stock levels of raw materials, finished goods, selection of processes, selection of tools in production, etc. So in production control, it tries to check what is the raw material consumed, work in progress or process being manufactured, used or utilized, and how the finished goods is going to be given as the output. So raw material, work in progress and finished goods, how they all connect and perform its task is known as production control. So here at this levels, the whole business is based upon production control of the business. So that is the way how the business would perform its task. This is yet another level for controlling the business. Next is MIS. MIS is more based upon tools and techniques of, you can say, system based. So relevant information is collected and transferred to all persons who are responsible to take decisions. Information collected, transferred, fixed in a system and transferred. A communication system is developed through which all levels of persons are informed about the growth of the organization. So accordingly, a system is developed, whatever feedback collected from the customers, transmitted to the top management deciding, and then the information will be transferred through management information system to all the departments, that this is the key ingredients taken up for success of the business. So this is act as in another tool for controlling the business. Another tool for controlling the business is external audit control. That is also known as statutory audit control. Statutory means compulsory. Like we have a chartered accountant who comes and checks the financial data of the businesses and reveals that is the company functioning its business with true and fair view or not. For that we require external audit control. So external audit is must for all the joint stock companies under the purview of statutory control. The external auditor certifies that all the books of accounts are kept as per the requirements of law and supplies all the necessary information for the purpose of audit. So it tries to make sure that they are all functioning as per the requirement of the business. This is yet another tool which is required for functioning and focusing upon how business needs to relate to the business transaction. So this is another tool for controlling the business. So these are all many options available to us which can be used for controlling the system. Another tool is known as Gantt milestone chart. This is a wonderful milestone chart which is designed by Henry L. Gantt. Now in this milestone chart we can see that how the organization production process has been falling in place or not. What are different steps involved in it or not can be identified with the help of Gantt milestone chart. Like for example, WBS is nothing but work breakdown structure. This is a summary of the whole project for work breakdown structure, all the activities. So to overall the company has been able to complete 57% has been completed as far as the project is concerned. The project is on around, say for example, 10 weeks. Company has got 23 weeks time to give the output. So up till 10 weeks, 57% project work was completed, in which 75% was done by activity A, 67% has been completed by activity B, activity C has completed 50%, and activity D has completed 0% of completion of the task has been done. So these are different tools and techniques which can be identified to identify or check how the work has performed over a period of time. So like we have got WBS1, we also have got WBS2, and accordingly the transaction would be given up. So this is more kind of a chart based identification that how the production process has grown across or not. So this is another way of controlling the system. Another figure, another concept of controlling the system is known as zero based budgeting. This is a unique method which is being used these days by companies in the market, because last year what the company had performed its task, this year the things would change. Last year the values, rates, rules, regulations were changed, and now this year the rules, regulations have changed. So zero-based budgeting is kind of a technique which does not take into consideration the past year figures. This is a new technique and has become popular within a short period. It is prepared without considering the previous year's figure. The keyword over here is previous year's figures. They don't consider previous year, past year figures. These techniques require the recalculation of all organizational activities to ascertain which should be eliminated, reduced or increased. You know, we use a lot of past data for this year's, current year's functioning. Like for example, companies check last year advertising expenses and then decides 5% more in last year's as compared to last year, we will increase 5% advertising budget. Salary last year which was given to you, based upon that we will increment on your basic salary some 10%. So that is where we call it as the concept of past year based performance. Zero base does not take into consideration anything based on past, but everything which is current, based upon that they transmit the transaction. So that this technique requires the recalculation of all organization activities to ascertain which should be eliminated, reduced or increased. How these things are functioning, which should be eliminated, reduced or increased, can be taken up as zero-based budgeting concept. In other words, the funds are estimated at current requirements. It means finding out how much amount is necessary to complete an ongoing project. So how much time is required, how much money will be involved, that can be identified with the help of zero-based budgeting. So this is yet another technique which is used for controlling the business. Next is standing orders. By default, you are supposed to follow that. This kind of controlling technique is known as standing orders. These covers rules and regulations, discipline, procedures, etc. Example, no employee should leave the office before office time without getting prior permission in writing. So standing orders is one stand order which needs to be followed crucially by the people, that is in a standing orders. Another kind of tool technique used by the business is known as for controlling is budgetary control. So they'll budget and based upon that they'll control. So the preparation of budget is also one of the controlling techniques followed by management. So another technique is to check how the budget is been formed and how output is been given. So budget is nothing but estimation, forecasting that this is the amount which they are going to spend, and that is also a unique way of controlling the business. Next very unique kind of technique which is used for controlling the business is known as PERT. PERT stands for Program, Evaluation and Review Technique. This is a very unique program which helps the companies to identify complex projects for the first time when it takes place in the system. It is the name given to networking approach to planning, monitoring, controlling and evaluating of complex projects. So when the projects are complex in nature, which is done for the first time, then PERT technique is used for controlling the system. It consists of a network diagram which is two-dimensional schematic of relationship between tasks in a project. So this is a schematic diagram which comprises of two things: A, how it has been done, and B, how much time it has been used. So that is how schematic presentation will give us the understanding about how the PERT technique is been utilized. So PERT, remember, very important thing, it is used for non-repetitive projects. I repeat, PERT technique is used for non-repetitive projects. Now what do you mean by non-repetitive projects? It means certain projects which are done for first time and wouldn't be repeated or wouldn't be done anymore first time. So it was known as, when it is done for first time, it is not going to be repetitive in nature. That is known as PERT. That have been done before and will not be done again in precisely the same manner. Then the technique used is known as PERT. PERT technique has been used for projects such as developing missiles, nuclear powered submarines, and for the program that landed the first man on moon. Anything which was done for the first time, like first time the space shuttle going to Mars, from the whole world the first space shuttle going to Mars, would be the controlling technique taken up by them, would be called as PERT, because it is non-repetitive. At the same time, it is for the first time, so it has to review at regular intervals and see, rather not which is the shortest way, but checking which is the best way to reach to that particular place. That is known as PERT. So PERT is used, remember, always for non-repetitive projects. World against that, it will be first. That is known as PERT. Like in from India, if the project was done for the first time, like first time when the bullet railways is installed in India, then it would be PERT for India. Okay, that is how it will be functioning upon. PERT is again a planning tool which enables the project manager to estimate the time required to complete a proposed project. So PERT will give us the estimation tool that how much time it will be required for the project to get completed. It might take 6 months, it might take year, or it might take years. So how much is the total time required for completing the project can be identified with the help of PERT. It also provides a time schedule. So how much time schedule for various project activities, and for checking of the scheduled time against the actual time taken for an activity. Scheduled time, actual time taken, time available, everything is based on time game plan. So that is where they will use PERT as a technique for identifying how the company is performing its tasks. So PERT is nothing but program evaluation and review technique as a tool for identifying its functioning in the system. Like PERT, we have what CPM, critical path method. CPM is for repetitive projects. So it refers to quantitative technique which, when applied to network planning, is helpful in calculating the minimum time and sequence of tasks needed to complete a project. So which project has got minimum time to complete the project, we will use the technique known as CPM. Minimum time, how fast it can complete, is known as CPM. This technique is mostly used for construction of projects such as bridges, building, dams, canals, etc., where engineers and contractors try to complete the job at the earliest to avoid rising cost. In CPM technique, the precedence, the relationships between activities and their mutual dependence are suggested, leading to the final objective of reducing the cost and project completion time. Guys, remember, CPM is for repetitive projects, whereas PERT is for non-repetitive projects. Anything which is done for the first time, we will use the technique known as PERT. Anything which is used for repetitive time, we will use the technique known as CPM. CPM is a technique is used to identify the best, least time consuming mechanism to reach to the destination in the fastest possible manner. We will use the technique CPM. Like for example, I was just mentioning a few seconds ago, the bullet railway being installed in India, it will be PERT for India, but for world it would be CPM, because there are so many countries in the world already have bullet railways, but for India it will be for the first time, once of a time, that is known as bullet railways. When first C-Link was built up, for that it would be PERT. And when repetitive the C-Links are been built up, it is known as CPM. So anything which is repetitive, like example we have seen, construction, bridges regularly are built up, that is why we use CPM. Buildings to be built, again CPM, dam, canals, which has to be built up regularly. And the technique over here, concept is what, that minimum time for achieving maximum output, we'll use CPM. And for the first time, we have no clue, so there is time-based game plan, that is where we use PERT as a technique. Next, we move on to the budget. So what is budget? Estimation. A plan expressed in monetary terms, prepared and approved prior to the budget period, and which shows income, expenditure and capital employed. It may be drawn showing incremental effects on former budgeted figures or complied by zero budgeting. So budget is nothing but estimation, what company has been doing, how much time frame the company has got, and how the company can achieve the target or task in the available time frame. That is known as budget. So it shows about income, expenditure and the capital employed. How much is the income, what is the expenses company is going to incur, and how much capital the company possesses for running the whole system or business. That can be identified with the help of budget. Budgetary control, this is yet another tool for controlling the business. So this is the establishment of a budget relating the responsibilities of executive management to the requirement of a policy and continuous comparison of actual and budgeted results. Everything which is planned and everything which has been actually been functioning, they will be compared and checked about it. Are they both matching the standards or not? Control should ensure that actions are in accordance with the objectives of the policy in question. It also provides a basis for its revision. So budgetary control is tool, mechanism, or a kind of a controlling format which tries to check about what company has planned is known as budget. And budgetary control is a tool which tries to manage the plan with the actual activities and bridge the gap. That is known as budgetary control. Now there are different elements which are used for budgetary control, right from starting setting up budgets, measuring actual results and identifying and analyzing deviations, the same way which we saw the setting up of steps. In setting up budgets, that is planned targets, revenue targets, expenses targets, assets and liabilities, incurring expenses, so relating to the activities concerned. So all those things have been budgeted regularly. Measuring actual results against the budgets on continuous basis. what was the actual plan and how much the company is actually incurring, they both will be checked. Identifying and analyzing deviations, where the difference has been taken place from budgets, and modifying both actual operations and subsequent budgets are the relationship with regards to budgetary control. Based upon that, preparation of budget takes place. So for preparation of budget, whenever it has to be instilled, first objectives will be identified, data gathering about alternatives, select alternative courses of action, discuss the plans, activities and allocate the budget, establish monitoring mechanisms, respond to the problems encountered in the previous budget. So while we prepare a budget, a fine-tuned blueprint would be designed for checking what are the objectives, data collection, alternative courses of action, plans available to allocate the budget, monitoring mechanism, and finally problems encountered in the previous budget needs to be not repeated. So that is how the budgetary control will go on controlling the system. Eventually, controlling tries to identify how it was done previously and how it can be done in the next phase of time. What is the purpose of budgeting? Why budgeting should be done? So that we can coordinate the things. Important for the achievement of organization goals. If company has to win on a regular basis, then it needs to coordinate things. Coordinate inputs and outputs in order to ensure balance of efforts and effects. Coordinate budget lines with the organization to ensure effective implementation of plans and monitoring of results, and coordinate responses to economic trends and challenges posed by the environment within which the programs and activities are undertaken. So coordination tries to bridging the gap. Planned and implemented, done properly or not. So to identify that, there should be proper coordination between the planning committee and the executing committee. If they both don't match, then things are not falling in place. So that is why coordination will play a very important role. Another purpose of budget is communicating. So budget, if it is prepared, it should be communicated. If it is not communicated, it goes for a toss. So the budget is used to communicate plans and to control information. Once formulated, the aspect of the plan having a bearing on a particular division of the organization are communicated to that division. So once it is formed, it is given the output, it falls in place and it goes bang on the target. That is why it is said that purpose of budgeting is to communicate. Finally, the purpose of budget is motivation and performance evaluation. So the budget seeks to motivate managers to achieve objectives and thereby establish control within the organization. So they will motivate. So purpose of budget is to motivate the employees, that they will be charged up and they will give the output based upon the limit which has been set across by the department for making sure that the business can be generated in that point. Budget also has been a reasoning why, which is called as performance evaluation. So budget is used to evaluate the capability of managers to achieve the targets. With the given fine-tune, with the given tools and techniques, has the manager been able to achieve the target or not, can be identified with the help of budget once again. So these are a few techniques which are used for identifying what is the purpose of budget. So eventually, if you see in this chapter controlling, we pass across a lot of different tools and techniques, right? From what is the why controlling is very important, and rather what are different tools and techniques involved in it. This is one of the most important element in the whole functions of management, and the last element, as it gives us understanding about how the business is functioning is as per the requirement or not, can be identified with the help of the whole controlling parameter. This controlling, no one likes, but still it becomes a part of the business because of the fact that it gives us understanding that where benchmark or where line has to be drawn, and from that the business needs to focus or function accordingly. Hope you all understood this chapter at the fullest level, and you will be able to implement few techniques in your business or your area of operations and take your business to new heights. That's all from my end, friends. Thank you.